The Huddle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
And on the Huddle this evening, David Farah and Josie Pagani in our Wellington studios. Hello to you two.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, Josie, first to you, Gareth Morgan. He says today, and I'll play a little bit of him in just a moment, but anyway, he says he's having a laugh. He was having a laugh, a cunning plan to bid up the beach price. We'll actually get the pledges to pledge more to get to the $2 million, and it worked. What do you say?
Yes, a cunning plan to undermine the People's Republic of Aotearoa, and people felt like it just didn't fit the spirit. I mean, in some ways, he's proposing the status quo, wasn't he? But if it's a cunning plan, well, I don't know. Was it also a cunning plan when he said wipe the globe of every single cat alive? And because I really love cats. I mean, I'm not quite sure the cunning plan argument works, but it stuck in the claw of people because it was this sort of collective community feel. Maybe we should have a flag for the People's Republic of Aotearoa. We could have Stephen Joyce and the dildo.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment. Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Probably better than the alternative at the moment. Anyway, look, so what do you see in this, David? There was an anti-Gareth thing, and as soon as he came in, he said, oh, well, I want exclusive use though for my 600k or whatever till, you know, my family's finished with it. What do you see in this?
Yeah, look, with respect, I think there's an old phrase called polishing a turd, trying to make something that's a bit shitty look good. It backfired. He had good motives, I'm sure, but totally misread why people were donating to this. So, you know, quite cunning to now try and say, oh, that was my plan all along. But when you look at how he put out that second post about all I want is this teeny little section for the place and you can have everything else, he seemed to be pretty keen on getting it.
At a discount price, yeah.
Exactly.
Do you know what gets me, though, Larry, is Doc, the fundamentalism of Doc. If there'd been a couple of blimmin' snails on the Aotearoa beach, if you could find an endangered plant, then suddenly they'd buy it and take it back and whatever. Whereas if it's high value to New Zealanders, it shouldn't have to just be high value conservation land. It should be something that we value and we want to keep it in public ownership.
The obvious solution is to turn it into a cat sanctuary.
Yeah. people have suggested that. I want to tell you, play what Mr. Morgan told me earlier in the program. This is what he said.
Well, all I was trying to do really back then when the bids were around, I think they raised about $1 million. All I was trying to do was to stop the public, I suppose, the crowd, whatever you want to call it, getting sort of swept up and ending in a bidding war between $2 and $4 million. That's what I was trying to do. And said, you know, come on, let's get it off out of the tender and let's try and negotiate with the vendor. And, you know, as long as it's not ridiculous, I'll underwrite the difference.
You see, what happened here, David, I've heard what you said, but, you know, some people were in a fit of fury over Morgan being involved and they started pledging. And that the pledges, I mean, about $1 million, I think, when he started to come in, then it went to 1.4 or something like that. And all of a sudden, in a short period of time, it went to $2 million.
I wanted you to hate me.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's saying.
Look, he certainly gave it publicity, whether or not it was quite the intention he had, because, in fact, if they accepted his offer, people would have stopped pledging because he was saying, I'm going to, you know, take care of what's in between what we need to pay and what people have offered there. But, you know, I think part of it is just the last minute. Last 3 days, people getting updates. You know, I'm one of those who around 3 days ago put $50 in myself. I've just tramped the Abel Tasman. It is a stunning area. And I think we like as Kiwis just that sense of community. That it's something we can do ourselves. We don't need the government. We don't need Gareth Morgan. We can just all go in and say we're going to do this for New Zealand.
Yeah. Bottom line, David. I mean, you've just been you're all over the world in these parks and this, and you know more about them than I. But it looks like a piece of scrub and a bit of beach actually. What's the point?
No, it doesn't, Larry. That's curmudgeonly. It's beautiful. I tramped there a couple of years ago.
I'm talking about this particular property.
There's a golden sand.
Golden sand.
You've just been there, David.
For how long?
The beach is lovely. The bush, less so, I have to say. But, you know, it's part of a whole bay that people like. When you're tramping the Abel Tasman, you like that you can sort of walk through all the beaches there. You might want to walk to the lodge, to the hut, etc. So having that in public access is a great goal. The actual property, you're right, you know, the scrub there.
A couple of hippie buses on there. You'd love that, Larry. That would be a holiday venue for you?
We haven't had any complaints about people not being able to get access to that beach. In fact, people do get access, and indeed, they are mostly overseas people that go there.
Actually, that, to be fair to Gareth Morgan, he was just proposing a continuation of the status quo.
That's right.
We've all got access to the, we're meant to have
with
access to
attached.
The Queen's chain, which is what, you know, up from the high tide, is it 30 foot up from the high tide mark or something? But, you know, we know all across New Zealand.